Senate Democrats challenge Biden on Israel, seeking assurances about aid. The New York Times, November 8, 2023, 10:44 a.m. That a majority of the Senate Democratic caucus called on President Biden on Wednesday to defend his request for $14.3 billion in emergency military assistance for Israel, seeking assurances that the Jewish state has a viable plan for defeating Hamas and that the United States will not be funding actions that run afoul of international and U.S. laws. In a letter to the president, 24 Democrats and 2 independents who caucus with them asked for details on how the administration planned to guarantee that Israel was properly mitigating civilian casualties in Gaza. They also asked for Mr. Biden's assessment of whether Israel's plans to oust Hamas from the Gaza Strip were achievable militarily, whether those plans were taking the fate of hostages into account, and whether the country's plan for governing the territory after the war was viable. The letter represents the first broad challenge that Mr. Biden has faced from members of his own party over his administration's plans to help Israel wage a war against Hamas, through assaults on Gaza that commenced after the group brutally attacked civilians and soldiers in southern Israel on October 7. It was spearheaded by Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who has been one of the most vocal senators urging administration officials to address the plight of Palestinian civilians. Signatories also include leading Democrats such as Senators Richard J. Durbin of Illinois, the party's number 2 in the chamber, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, reflecting that concern about Israel's actions and Mr. Biden's support for them goes beyond the progressive left. It comes as the Senate weighs Mr. Biden's request for an emergency $105 billion national security spending package to provide military aid to Israel and Ukraine, as well as to address threats to the Indo-Pacific region and security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Image: the letter to the president was led by Senator Chris Van Hollen. Credit: T.J. Kirkpatrick. For the New York Times, the Republican-led House last week approved the money for Israel, but that bill is dead on arrival in the Senate because it also includes domestic spending cuts and omits help from Ukraine. The Senate has not yet taken up an alternative. The senators did not threaten to withhold their support for aid to Israel, but their pointed requests for more information and accountability over the weapons they will be asked to approve were further evidence of a shift in tone among Democrats on the war. It has paralleled one by Mr. Biden himself, who has pivoted to being more critical of Israel's response to the attack by Hamas, in which more than 1,400 people were killed and hundreds were taken hostage, which has caused mounting casualties and prompted a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The senators drew a distinction between defensive aid for Israel, for which they express unequivocal support, and military assistance that would go toward furthering Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip, about which they raised significant questions. "We believe the United States should immediately provide Israel with the funding it needs to replenish its defensive systems, including Iron Dome and other air defense capabilities," the group wrote. "But to better understand the efficacy of U.S. funding that supports Israel's operations inside Gaza, we respectfully ask your team to provide us with information relative to these 2 clear U.S. priorities: supporting an Israeli strategy that will effectively degrade and defeat the threat from Hamas, and taking all possible measures to protect civilians in Gaza." The senator said that they were invested in Israel's success, and that their concerns were rooted in a desire to see Israel avoid the sort of strategic blunders that might worsen its long-term security. The attacks of October 7 brought back chilling memories of the United States' own confrontation with terror 22 years ago, they wrote. They encouraged Israel to learn from the mistakes the United States made in our fight against terrorism by focusing on realistic and achievable military goals, and abide by the laws of war, including the protection of civilians. The Senate Democrats' letter also comes amid mounting pressure from the party's left wing, where lawmakers and activists have been agitating for a ceasefire and condemning Mr. Biden for abetting what they charge is a genocide of Palestinians. Genocide is defined under international law as a crime committed with the intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, whether in wartime or peacetime. Israel's leaders have said they are targeting Hamas, not Palestinian civilians. The House on Tuesday night censured Representative Rachida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan and the only Palestinian American in Congress, for her harsh criticism of Israel and suggestion that its policies prompted the Hamas attack, and her embrace of a pro-Palestinian slogan that many regard as calling for the destruction of Israel. She used the debate of the resolution to plead for sympathy for the plight of the Palestinian people. In the letter, Senate Democrats asked for information about what specific mechanisms you are putting in place to ensure that Israeli military operations conducted inside Gaza are carried out in accordance with international humanitarian law and to ensure that EU.S. provided equipment is used in a manner consistent with U.S. law. They specifically requested an assessment of whether Israel's military rules of engagement, particularly regarding mitigating civilian casualties, are in line with U.S. policy and practice. White House officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the letter. Mr. Biden and his top deputies have repeatedly stated that the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel as it tries to eradicate the threat from Hamas. But in recent weeks, he and top administration officials have spent ample time stressing the importance of protecting Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire, urging Israeli leaders to commit to humanitarian pauses in order to facilitate deliveries of food, water and fuel to beleaguered Gaza residents prohibited from leaving the strip to escape the fighting. Many of the letter's signatories have been vocal about urging the administration to prioritize the protection of Palestinian civilians, both in Gaza and the West Bank, where dozens have been killed by settler violence since the start of the war. In the letter, they ask Mr. Biden to obtain public assurances from both Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, and Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president with authority over the West Bank, to quell violent attacks against each other's people. The signatories are a cross-section of Senate Democrats who have taken varying positions on the conflict in recent days. Mr. Durbin is the only one who has endorsed calls for a ceasefire under certain conditions, including Hamas first agreeing to release all hostages in its custody. Also signing on to the letter were two independent senators, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Share full article.